Hebrews 11:4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. The record is given in Genesis chapter 4. Cain and Abel are born to Adam and Eve, and we read in verse 3, and in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Whenever people get together and discuss the mess that the world is in, somebody usually has an explanation and a suggestion on how to solve the problem. Someone says the whole problem is heredity. People are born of the wrong parents, and yet Cain and Abel had the same parents. Cain was a murderer, Abel was a believer. Someone else says the environment is the problem. Well, both of these boys grew up in the same environment, and they were very close to paradise. Sin had not yet brought its ravaging results on the earth, and yet Cain was a murderer, and Abel was a believer. Someone else says, well, the problem is economics. People just don't work. Well, Cain was a worker, a laborer. He toiled in the field. Abel was a laborer. He worked with his flocks and herds. Both of them were hard workers, apparently, and yet Cain was a murderer, and Abel was a believer. Someone else said, well, the great need is religion. If people could just go to church and have a religion of some kind, it would solve the world's problems. I would remind you that Cain and Abel were both religious. Cain was not a righteous man saved by faith, but he was a religious man. Both of them came to the altar. Both of them brought their gifts to God. And yet Cain was a murderer and Abel was a believer. You see, the most important thing about a man is not where he was born or to what parents he was born or how he was brought up as far as environment is concerned or what he belongs to as far as religion is concerned. The most important thing is what does he believe? The emphasis in Hebrews 11 is on faith. Faith is the essential thing. And not just faith in anything. Faith in the living God. Abel's faith made a martyr out of him, but Cain's unbelief made a murderer and a liar out of him. Now, what kind of faith does God want us to have? I think Abel illustrates here the characteristics of the kind of faith that God honors and that God wants us to have. To begin with, Abel had saving faith. He is called righteous Abel in Matthew 23. Our Lord Jesus says this, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zechariah. So Abel was a righteous man. You see, Abel needed salvation. He was born into the family of Adam, and Adam had fallen into sin. It's interesting to note that Abel had faith in the blood. I know that there are those who say that blood sacrifices had not been instituted yet, but I would remind you that in the book of Genesis, God killed animals to clothe Adam and Eve, Genesis 3:21. We are told in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If Abel was a man of faith, it's because he heard the word of God. What word did he hear? The word concerning sacrifice. I believe that when God killed the animals to clothe Adam and Eve, God explained that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Apart from the fact that blood is shed, there can be no cleansing. Now, Cain rejected this in Jude 11. This is called the Way of Cain. Cain was a religious man, but not a righteous man. He was a man who brought his offering to God, but didn't give his heart to God. He believed that by the labor of his own hands he could be saved. All the way through Hebrews 11, the emphasis is on the blood. Abel brought the sacrifice of blood. Noah, when the flood was over, offered sacrifices of blood. Abraham built altars. Moses killed the Passover lamb, applying the blood to the door. Rahab put that scarlet line out the window, a picture of salvation through the blood. According to Acts chapter 20, verse 28, we have been purchased by his own blood to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Romans 5:9, much more than being now justified by his blood. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Revelation 1:5, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The emphasis is on the blood of the sacrifice. Abel had saving faith. Do you have saving faith? Have you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only sacrifice? Now, if you do that, God will look upon you and call you righteous. He had saving faith. There was a second characteristic to Abel's faith. He had sacrificing faith. He was a worshiper, not just a believer. Faith and worship go together. In Hebrews 11:6, we are told, without faith it's impossible to please him, God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Abel diligently sought the Lord. He wanted to enjoy the Lord. He wanted to please the Lord. And he came to the altar and brought his sacrifice. He brought his best to God. I note that he brought the firstlings of his flock. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Genesis 4:4 also mentions he brought the fat thereof. That was the best part. That was the part that was reserved for the Lord. He brought his very best to the Lord. You see, everything that we do in the life of faith begins with saving faith and continues with sacrificing faith. Worship helps us to walk with God. Worship helps us to work for God. Worship helps us to wait upon God. Worship is that time when we fellowship with God and just bring our best to him. I wonder if you and I are bringing our very best to the Lord. Abel did. He had sacrificing faith. I think one of the great needs in the church today is for worship. Now, I'm not talking about ritual. I'm not talking about some dead ceremony that lost its meaning centuries ago. I'm talking about a living relationship with a living God. Jesus said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. To worship God means to open my whole life to him, to give my best to him, to bring my prayer and my praise to him. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Thou wilt not despise, O Lord. Abel had saving faith, and Abel had sacrificing faith. I notice, thirdly, that Abel had suffering faith. He died because of his faith. He was the first martyr. The word martyr in our English language comes from the Greek word, which means a witness. There are some people who witness through their lips, and that's important. There are some who witness through their lives. That's also important. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. There are some who are called upon to witness by their death, and Abel was one of these. In Hebrews 11, I can find named only three unbelievers. Everybody else named in Hebrews 11, as far as I can understand, are believers. Pharaoh is mentioned with reference to Moses. Esau is mentioned with reference to Jacob. And Cain is mentioned with reference to Abel. I think there's a parallel here. Pharaoh was the ruler of Egypt, a picture of the world. Esau was a man of the flesh. For a mess of pottage, he sold his spiritual blessing. And Cain was a child of the devil. 1 John chapter 2 tells us that. that he was a child of the devil. Here you have the world, the flesh, and the devil. Pharaoh, Esau, and Cain. These are the great enemies of faith. And Cain came and killed Abel. It's the conflict between faith and unbelief. It's a part of Genesis 3:15, isn't it? And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. There has been this enmity down through the centuries. It begins when Satan tempted our first parents, and now it continues as brother kills brother, a conflict between faith and unbelief. You must keep in mind that Cain was not a believer. Cain was an unbeliever. In fact, 1 John 3 tells us he was a child of the devil. Verse 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and killed his brother. And why killed he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. You see, Cain was a liar and he was a murderer. He lied to God and said, I don't know anything about my brother. Am I my brother's keeper? And he murdered his brother. In John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus talks about the devil, doesn't he? And he says he's a liar and he's a murderer. You become like the father who begat you. And Cain was a child of the devil, and therefore Cain was a murderer, and he was a liar, because Satan is a liar and a murderer. He had suffering faith, fire, because Satan is a liar and a murderer. He had suffering faith. He gave his life for that which he believed. He lived to please God and not to please the world. Finally, we note that Abel also had speaking faith. Abel received God's approval. God bore witness to him that he was righteous. And now even today, Abel is speaking to us, and by it, he being dead yet speaketh. Over in Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 24, we have a significant statement about the speaking blood of Abel. We come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now, Abel's blood cried out from the earth, but the blood of Jesus Christ speaks from heaven. Abel's blood cried out for judgment, but the blood of Jesus Christ speaks of grace. Abel's blood resulted in Cain being driven away in despair as a murderer and a liar and a child of the devil. But the blood of Jesus Christ opens the way for us to approach to God. The blood of Abel speaks of death, but the blood of Jesus Christ speaks not only of death, but of eternal life. You see, when Cain killed Abel, Cain closed the door upon his future enjoyment of God. We never read that Cain ever apologized, confessed his sin, asked for forgiveness. He didn't say, my sin is too much for me to bear. He said, my punishment is too much for me to bear. He was concerned only about the consequences of his sin and not the basic root and pollution of his sin. The blood of Abel is speaking blood. His faith is speaking faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13, I believe, therefore have I spoken. If a person truly has faith in Jesus Christ, he will share that faith by lip and by life and, if necessary, by death. So Abel stands before us today as a great example of what kind of faith we are supposed to have. Saving faith. He had faith in the blood. He knew that God's promise was true. And therefore, he trusted God. He brought the sacrifice that God requested him to bring. He did this by faith. He had sacrificing faith. He was a worshiper. He came and gave his very best to the Lord. He stood at the altar, even though it meant eventually he was going to die. He had sacrificing faith. William Temple said many years ago, the world can be saved from political chaos and collapse by one thing only, and that is worship. For to worship is to quicken the conscience by the holiness of God, to feed the mind with the truth of God, to purge the imagination by the beauty of God, to open up the heart to the love of God, to devote the will to the purpose of God. It never ceases to amaze me that people can go to church and claim to worship and come out and hate people. That's exactly what Cain did. He had suffering faith. Are you and I willing to suffer for our faith? Are you and I willing to lay down our lives for that which we believe? We may be called upon to do that. It is happening in various parts of the world now, and it could happen to us. He had speaking faith. Faith cannot be hidden. Here's a man who, even after his death, is still speaking to the glory of God. We are still alive, and we have a hard time speaking to the glory of God. Well, he speaks after his death, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. What you worship determines how you will walk. What you worship determines your values, how you will live. And Abel came and worshiped God. It's possible for two people to grow up together, to have the same parents, to live in the same environment, to have the same kind of training, and yet go in opposite directions. Because the difference is faith. The difference between Cain and Abel was not hereditary, it was heavenly. Cain did not believe in the things of heaven, and Abel did. The difference between Cain and Abel was not a matter of religion, it was a matter of righteousness. It was not a matter of trying to please man, it was a matter of pleasing God. And Abel stands before us today as an example of the kind of faith we ought to have. Jude talks about the way of Cain. The way of Cain is the easy way, the popular way, the approved way of the world. But it's the way that leads to despair and to loneliness and to judgment. But the way of the cross is God's way. The way of the cross, the way of the blood, the way of the sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. The way of Abel is the only saving way. It's the new and the living way through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I recommend to you this kind of faith, saving faith, sacrificing faith, suffering faith, speaking faith. He, being dead, yet speaketh.